Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're going deep into the world of open source software.
Okay, exciting.
Specifically, content management systems.
Yeah.
CMS, as the cool kids call them.
Right, right.
And, you know, their impact on government websites, of all things.
Okay, yeah. Governments and websites.
We've got a whole bunch of articles and blog posts here from CMS Garden. They're big advocates for open source, especially when it comes to, well, the government's digital life.
Makes sense.
So, okay, let's break this down. Open source software, what is it? What's the big deal? It's all just like ones and zeros in the end, right?
Well, it's a bit more interesting than that, I'd say. Imagine a community garden.
Okay.
Which is actually quite fitting because it's an analogy CMS Garden often uses.
I like it. A digital garden.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So instead of keeping the recipe secret, so to speak, the code is out there, open for anyone to use, change, even improve.
I see.
And that right there, that's a game changer, especially for something as, well, crucial as a government website.
Okay, I get it. So instead of one big company controlling everything,
right,
it's more like everyone brings their best dish to the table, like a potluck.
Exactly. And that collaborative spirit, it's really at the heart of it all. And it brings so many benefits. For starters, you get transparency.
Transparency, right.
Anyone can see how the software works. Then there's the flexibility because you can adapt it to, you know, your specific needs.
Sure.
And often it ends up being much more affordable, especially for governments, I'd imagine.
That makes a lot of sense. But how does this open source thing actually work in the real world? I mean, are there like actual governments out there embracing this whole open source thing?
Oh, absolutely.
Because let's be real, sometimes governments and technology, it's like they're speaking completely different languages.
Oh, yeah. I've been there. But that's what makes this case study so interesting. CMS Garden, they were actually involved with the German government.
No way.
Who made the decision to switch their official CMS to TiYPO3.
Wow, really?
Which is an open source system.
The entire German government. That's huge.
It is a big deal. And it wasn't just a random decision. They had this whole public money, public code campaign.
Okay, I've heard of that.
Driving this idea that, look, if taxpayer money is going towards building software,
it should be open.
It should be accessible to everyone.
Yeah.
It's a powerful statement.
It is. So CMS Garden was actually involved in advising the German government on this. That's pretty impressive.
It shows they're not just, you know, talking the talk, they're walking the walk.
Right.
They're bringing their expertise to the table, helping governments navigate this whole world of open source and make informed decisions.
So it sounds like this whole move to open source CMS, it's a win-win situation, right?
Potentially.
More transparency, maybe even lower costs for taxpayers. But are there any downsides? Because there's no such thing as a free lunch, right?
You're absolutely right. There are always challenges. One of the big ones that CMS Garden points out is, well, the constant need for development.
Okay.
And security updates.
Yeah.
Just because the software is open source doesn't mean that it's magically, you know, immune to bugs or vulnerabilities.
That's true. And I bet not everyone is as diligent as they should be when it comes to actually keeping things updated.
Exactly. In fact, they actually cite a rather alarming statistic. Nearly 30% of websites out there are running on outdated versions of their CMS.
Seriously?
Which makes them so vulnerable to attacks.
30%. That's like leaving your front door unlocked, you know, just because you think you live in a safe neighborhood. So how do we even begin to encourage people, especially governments, to prioritize these updates? Because, I mean, I'm imagining with these big institutions, it's not as simple as just clicking, like, the update now button.
Oh, you are absolutely right. It's a whole lot more complex. You have budgets, approvals, and sometimes, honestly, just a lack of awareness about the risks involved.
That makes sense.
But this is where CMS Garden's work gets really, really interesting. They're involved in this fascinating project called Follow the Money.
Follow the Money. And now that sounds intriguing. Tell me more. What's that all about?
Imagine a world where you could see like every single piece of software your government's using,
okay,
how much it costs, even how secure it is. That's what Follow the Money is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Radical transparency.
Okay, I'm getting some serious sunlight is the best disinfectant vibes here. But how do they even keep track of all of that? I mean, it's not like governments are posting their software receipts online, are they?
Not quite. Although that would be interesting, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What's really smart about this project is they're taking, you know, all this publicly available information and they're combining it with some really cool tech tools. Like a digital detective.
A digital detective. Okay, that is a catchy job title. I'll give you that. So spill the tea. What's in this detective's toolkit?
Well, they're using platforms like Wikidata, for starters, you know, just to gather, like, basic info about government websites. Then they use this tool. It's called versionmanager.io. Now, stay with me here.
Okay.
This tool helps them figure out which version of what CMS, you know, each website is running.
Oh, wow.
They even check for accessibility using this thing called the Lighthouse framework.
Wow, that's pretty comprehensive.
It is. And all of this gets fed into a system called Directus, which you can think of as like the detective's evidence board. It's where all the clues come together.
So they're like piecing together the DNA of a website.
Exactly.
And what kind of insights are they getting from all this detective work? What's the dirt?
Some pretty interesting stuff. For one thing, they found that a whopping 70% of the websites they looked at were using open source CMS.
70%? That's amazing. Go open source. But what about the other 30%? What's hiding in the shadows?
Well, that's where things get a little concerning. While they don't actually name specific proprietary systems, they did find that almost 30% of those websites, even the ones using open source CMS, were running outdated and potentially vulnerable versions. Remember that statistic we talked about earlier?
Oh, yeah.
This project is seeing it play out in the real world.
Yikes. That's like having a top-notch security system, but forgetting to actually, you know, set the alarm. Kind of makes you wonder, if governments aren't even keeping their software up to date, what else might be slipping through the cracks?
Right. Makes you think.
It does. So what's next for Follow the Money? Are they going global with this whole digital detective agency? What's the plan?
Well, they've got big plans. They're talking about refining the prototype, adding in even more government domains. Mm-hmm. They even want to like collaborate internationally to make it a more global thing.
So like a global watch list. But instead of like shady individuals, it's vulnerable websites. That's kind of cool, actually. Okay, so we've been talking a lot about government.
We have.
But open source, obviously, goes way beyond that, right?
Right.
What about, like, other companies, organizations that are using and, importantly, contributing back to this whole open source world? I mean, it's a two-way street, right?
100%.
Yeah.
And there's been this fascinating debate going on in the WordPress community.
Ooh, WordPress.
That kind of highlights this very issue.
Okay, yeah. WordPress, they're like the Beyonce of content management systems, right?
Pretty much.
Everybody knows them. They're everywhere. So what's the drama?
Well, there's been some tension, right, between WordPress.org, which is, you know, the nonprofit behind the software, and WP Engine, which is this big hosting provider. And it really all comes down to contributions, you know, giving back to the open source community. And a difference in philosophy, I'd say. WordPress.org, they want everyone to do their part to keep the ecosystem, you know, healthy and thriving. While WP Engine, like many hosting providers, they benefit a lot from this open source model.
Right.
But they're not necessarily contributing back at the same level.
I see.
And things really came to a head when WordPress.org decided to actually block automatic updates for WP Engine customers.
Wait, they blocked updates? That seems, I don't know, kind of a drastic move, isn't it? Don't we want all websites, especially government ones, to be as secure as possible?
You would think so, right.
Mm.
But this move by WordPress.org, it was strategic. It was about shining a spotlight on a much bigger issue. This idea that if you benefit from open source, you have to contribute back in a meaningful way. It's about making sure the whole ecosystem is sustainable, you know, for long haul.
It's kind of like a wake-up call, isn't it? We get so used to all the great things about open source, the flexibility, how affordable it is. It's easy to forget that it's the community effort that really makes it all happen.
You're so right. It really is. It's like, it's like anything else we value. It needs care. It needs attention. And yeah, it needs a little bit of financial support too to really thrive. And this isn't just about the, you know, the big companies like WP Engine. This applies to everyone who uses and benefits from open source software, which is, let's be honest, most of us.
Okay, so what can we do? I mean, I'm just one person listening to this. I'm not a coding whiz, and I definitely don't have millions of dollars just lying around to donate. So what kind of impact can I actually make?
That's the amazing thing about it. There are so many ways to contribute, no matter your skills, you know, even your financial situation. You can start by simply spreading the word. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your coworkers about why open source is important. Support the companies that give back to the community. Seriously, every little bit makes a difference.
It's like that community garden analogy, right?
Uh-huh.
Whether you're planting seeds, watering the plants, or even just, you know, enjoying how beautiful it is, your participation matters.
100%. And hey, if you do happen to be tech savvy, even if you're just starting out, there are tons of projects out there that would love your help. You can improve documentation, report bugs, stuff like that. These things might seem small, but they're actually super valuable to the community.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's the main takeaway here? It seems like open source software, especially when it comes to government, has this incredible potential to bring more transparency, more security, you know, even more efficiency. It's a movement worth paying attention to, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. And it's bigger than just government or technology even. It's really about like changing how we think about knowledge, about collaboration, about doing good for everyone. Open source at its heart is about empowering people by sharing and creating a future that's more equitable and accessible for everyone.
That's a powerful thought. It's like a breath of fresh air, especially in today's digital world, you know?
Oh, it really is. Yeah. So the next time you're on a website or downloading an app, even just liking a post online, take a second to think about the software behind it all. Is it open source? Is there a whole community driving it? And if so, how can you, in your own way, you know, contribute to its growth?
We've seen how open source CMS can bring more transparency to those government websites. But what about other sectors? Could we use this model for healthcare, education, maybe even private companies? What would that look like? And what new challenges might come up?
Wow, that's a fantastic question. And honestly, that deserves its own deep dive. Maybe another time.
Something to think about. Well, that's all the time we have for this deep dive. We've gone deep, deep, deep into this world of open source, unpacked all the potential of these content management systems, and hopefully, you know, sparked some curiosity along the way. Until next time, keep those minds open and those digital gardens growing.